One of the epic moments from week zero, maybe the moment from week zero in college football, a kicker from Hawaii at the buzzer. And his story, John, is kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
So he learned how to kick on YouTube. He's from Tokyo. He moved here when he was 20. He started at a JUCO school, and he only got there because he learned on YouTube how to be a place kicker, originally a soccer background. Unbelievable.
That's awesome. It's awesome. You can learn just about anything on YouTube.
Well, got us to thinking. What have you learned from YouTube?
Well, you need to make sure if you're looking at YouTube, you look at more than just one video, because there's a lot of different ways you could do things. I use YouTube frequently for home repair projects or things that I'm building. We've used it for if I'm using the table saw and I want to create a jig that I can make repetitive cuts. And there are so many people out there that have done things before to make your life easier.
Yep.
And thankfully, they've put it on YouTube. And it's great. I've used it for the sprinkler system. When I need to make an adjustment to one of the sprinkler heads, it makes it super easy. And it saves you a ton of money, right? As long as you don't have to. You could go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get yourself a little wrench for 30 cents.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you can come home and save yourself hundreds of dollars by not having somebody come out and make some of those adjustments or some of those home fixes yourself. So I've used it for the sprinkler system. I've used it for when I redid the cabinets in the in the old house. It just in terms of the best ways to go about it and how to get in, you know, some of the different trims and things that I had to do. The best ways and the best tools to use.
If you're a visual learner, it's perfect. And if you have no idea what you're doing, someone else has already had to do it at some point.
Right. And thankfully, they've posted almost all of those things online. And if not, if you're doing something unique, put it on YouTube. You will help somebody out.
It's always interesting, though. I use YouTube quite a bit, and I always think, this is interesting to think of setting the camera up and recording yourself doing the most obscure thing.
Yeah.
But people do it. And I'm glad they do it, but I think it's odd. Because I can't imagine being like, I'm going to set up my camera and show everyone how to, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So in one of my trucks, it was a diesel, and they have fuel filters.
Mm-hmm.
And some, like the one I had two of them. And to be able to figure out what it was that I needed underneath the truck to make sure that I wasn't pouring diesel all over myself or all over the driveway, there's multiple videos that you can use to be able to see what it is exactly that you've got to do.
248-539-9797. This is one of the cool stories from the opening weekend, week zero in college football. Hawaii's kicker, Matsuzawa, owes YouTube a debt of gratitude because it got him into kicking and got him making a big kick to take down Stanford on Saturday night. But it could be anything. We want the cool stories. But even like the stuff where you were in a pinch and you just needed something desperately and you look to YouTube and it's some guy who's got maybe not even a ton of views.
No.
It's just some random guy who just
– that's why I find it weird.
But I remember like
– Would you ever do it?
No, but however – it's not radio friendly. I have thought about – it is. So
what did you
back
learn?
In the day, I used to refinish furniture and I used to do a lot of home repairs. Like I was very good with using tools. I don't do that anymore. So I was – in my head, I created a YouTube channel. The name was not appropriate to share on the radio that I was going to show off.
Can you sound it out?
I'll tell you later. It was a joke. It was a joke. But I thought I could make a whole YouTube channel, and I could do it like in a sexy way, and I could show people how to – why it's not appropriate, but how to use these different tools and do home repairs.
So they have another website channel for that. It's called OnlyFans.
No, not like that. I mean, it could
I'm going to screw in a light bulb.
But I could do it in like a crop top or like a bikini. It's like
– Exactly.
But not, I'm not like revealing anything like on OnlyFans. That's I wouldn't be like that.
So it's for people who are too prude for OnlyFans but want to see a little skin
but also learn how to do
but also want to learn how to do stuff.
Yes, okay. I have a little tool belt.
That's all she's wearing is a tool belt, people.
No, not anymore, but.
Okay, then. Yeah, it's funny because John's normally the one doing a radio show in his own head.
Right.
But she's got these ideas too.
Things that I would never do, but I would think, whoa, maybe I could do this.
That's so amazing.
So this took a different direction. But I can't wait to read ticket text. 248-539.
I can't wait to find out what the name was.
248-539-9797. I was going to go much more wholesome.
Yes. I'm not even going to come up with suggestions.
I was trying to create a way that I could be lucrative and people would pay and subscribe to my channel, but I could also teach them things.
I'm sure that would work.
Sure, let's just get to Robert. Robert, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
Gotcha. So, as a young boy, young man, my parents had split up. My dad wasn't in the house, and I used YouTube to learn how to tie a tie, having to go to a lot of places and not having a mom to really who knew how to do it. YouTube was so helpful in just kind of learning some of those things as like a 13, 14-year-old, you know, young boy that you typically get from your father. So I thought that was one of the more helpful things from YouTube in my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do basic, like, how to tie a tie. You can go to YouTube if you're in a pinch and you're, you don't tie a tie very often. Great. Wrapping Christmas presents. Like, I remember in my early 20s,
really?
I'm like, you can look up how to wrap Christmas presents so you're not just dumping it in a bag.
True, I guess. But that seems generic to me, but
it
I
does,
guess
but
not everyone knows
I've
how thought, to
yeah,
do
there's
it.
Videos for it.
Or tying the ribbons.
You needed YouTube to wrap a Christmas present?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't seem that complicated.
It's not that complicated. But you want to do it the right way and get your creases. And I'm not an arts and crafts guy, John.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that at one point
you just got to go with the old newspaper and use the sports section, tape it up. It'll just it would look like it came from some 20-something, and you'd fit right in.
Fit right in. We have some ticket texts. People guessing what the channel would be called. I'm not sure.
You can say it. It's probably not it.
Okay. So.
So let's go back to this for
this
just a
second. This one says finishing wood. You know, if you're doing a finishing,
it was home repair projects.
Well, yeah, when we bought our first house, I was doing so much home repairs, and I was buying it like old furniture and refinishing them, and I was making things, and I thought, my gosh, I could show everyone how to do this, but in order to get more clicks, you got to make it like worth their while.
Yeah, sure. I mean, sex sells.
So throw on like a bikini top, put my tool belt on, and then create a whole channel. Of course, I would never do that. It's just those are the thoughts that go through my head.
You never follow through
at
all?
No.
Some early results. We have this one that says, how to screw.
Like I said, it was not an OnlyFans channel. It was going to be like helpful hints
what about, you know, you
for
got,
home repair.
You got jobs that got to get done around the house. This one says, what about handy jobs? Very handy channel to help people out with their jobs around the house. Anyway, so, this is going to go in two different directions. We want YouTube stories, things you've learned how to do from YouTube. And if you have any guesses that are radio friendly for what Heather's
YouTube channel was supposed to be.
In my head.
Let us know. Now, I have texts, and I want to know, do you want serious or silly?
Use your discretion. Sprinkle them in maybe
a little
together.
Of this, a little of that. We brought up learning things on YouTube because Hawaii's kicker learned how to kick on YouTube. He's Japanese. Uh-huh. He came over here. He saw kicking and thought, I played soccer. I'm going to give this a shot. YouTube taught the man how to kick. He started JUCO. Now he's at Hawaii, and he hits the game winner on Saturday night. Heather shared that if she had a YouTube channel to teach people stuff, it would have a name that she can't say on the radio.
Yeah. Risque.
It was a little risque. This is something that I like pretended to fantasize about when we bought our first house because I was doing so many home repair projects.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, my gosh, I could film myself. But in order to make it, you know, get more clicks and more subscribers, I'd have to do something a little different. I would just do it like, you know, in a crop top or a bikini top. And I would do all these home repairs and teach you how to do everything.
First one.
And I had a,
This, I think the follow-up question, not necessarily about the name, because you did share the name with us and what Jim was doing his live read. you can probably hear me laughing in the background. Is how much of the home repairs are done by you versus Colin?
Oh, Colin does almost all of them. But when we bought the new house, we were both.
There was a lot to
we
do.
We were both doing everything. Okay. And I also was the one doing, like, I like to refinish furniture. So
was there any thought of Colin having a rival channel?
Ooh. Not at the time. We had not thought of that. We did discuss this together. This was like a joint venture. Collaborative uh-huh. venture. But
he
yeah.
was going to be the cameraman.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Exactly. Ticket text. Hammer and Heather, please don't get mad at me.
Oh, boy.
Get nailed by Heather. Tim in Farmington Hills. Stripping, nailing, and screwing. Nailing studs. Does Heather recommend white caulk or black caulk?
Oh, my gosh.
That's just the first batch. 248-539-9797. The more serious thing is
I love
like,
it that he enunciated the L.
Yes.
For my own sanity's sake. We also wanted like your real stories of like things that you learned using YouTube and it helped you in a pinch. Texter says, taught me how to change out my light bulbs on my 2010 Malibu. 3-hour process and removing uh-huh. the front bumper off
it
the car.
It sucks changing headlights on your vehicle.
Headlights and taillights. I had to do one for Lucy's car and kind of did the same thing. And once you see it, it's much easier to do instead of trying to figure it out by yourself because yeah. the manual's not going to – it'll tell you, okay, yeah, this is the panel you got to remove. But it doesn't tell you the tools that you got to use to do it, and it shows you, and you could do it so much quicker.
Ticket Texter says, my dryer's control board short-circuited. Guy on YouTube told me you can take a 1-inch wire and bypass the issue. A 5-minute job later saved me $450 labor and new parts.
Yep, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It says YouTube Premium is the best because you have no commercials ever. Okay. Learned on YouTube how to resurface my 30-year-old kitchen table. Turned out perfect. Remodeled entire kitchen and half bath just from watching YouTube videos. That's Andrew on the ticket
wow.
text.
Mm-hmm.
Saved a lot of money that way. Did some yard work and learned how to use Grandpa's weeder to remove weeds from my yard from watching YouTube videos.
Okay.
Deanna in Clinton Township.
Cool.
I think we want more of the funny ones. Do we have them? 248-539-9797. No, more people saying, I learned how to fix my jet ski on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's whether it's auto, it's home repair, it's something in your yard. There's so much that you can see on YouTube. And it's just amazing that this kid was able to learn the technique because a lot of the kickers now, and Doug always plays this trick on me, like, okay, where's this kicker from? And 9 times out of 10, they're from that kicking academy in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's an academy that's set up. And I don't know if they have any videos on YouTube. It's probably, you know, proprietary information. But to be able to do something that is – so specific. Like, obviously, he could kick beforehand because he was a soccer player.
Yes.
Kicking a football and doing that is you tweak the skills.
Mm-hmm. Learned how to fix my Keurig coffee maker. Didn't have the money to replace it. Works like brand new. Saved $150. Nelson in Novi.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are super easy fixes. Like the master board on his dryer,
yeah.
like being able to bypass it with a wire. Or even just be able to replace parts on some of your appliances.
How to polish the wood, Andrew and Temperance. Perky repairs with Heather.
Oh, that's good.
Heather's toolbox.
Oh.
Laying pipe with Heather.
No,
dirty
no.
jobs.
Oh,
you knew what this was going to be. 248-539-9797.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's interesting.
It was a cool story over the weekend, though. The guy actually coming up big in a spot for them. He had a couple field goals in the game, including the game winner.
He did. And I think now, you know, he'll probably have – there's going to be a lot of people that will follow him just because of the uniqueness of the story.
Yep.
Not going to follow Hawaii football very much, but they'll check the box score, see if he's how he's doing.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Emily in Grand Rapids, good morning.
So I'm a family practice PA. Been doing it a long time, but which means physician assistant, in case you don't know. And, you know, if you learn a lot in school, but there are certain things that unless they just happen to come in while you're in training, you don't learn how to do them. So one day I had someone come in with a really, really, really painful hemorrhoid, and it had a blood clot in it.
Oh, no.
Never removed one before, But what I did was I went on YouTube. I watched a video of a physician cutting a blood clot out of someone's hemorrhoid. And guess what? A couple minutes later, I did it on the patient. Worked perfect. Now, you know how to do it. Also learned how to reduce a finger by watching YouTube, remove some foreign bodies. So, yeah, YouTube is really helpful for medical stuff as well.
Yeah, but that's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. One of the things, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, have you done this before?
Well, I mean, I'll tell my patients, I'll say, you know, I've never done this before, but I'm confident in my skills. You know, I've done this for a long time. You know, I've discussed the potential risks with them. But, I mean, you know, every time that you come in to have something done, I mean, there's going to be a first time, and you might be the first person that the practitioner has done it on. You just have to have some trust that we know what we're doing. And guess what? The patient left blood clot free and feeling much, much, much better.
I'm sure. Wow. Well done.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about going to the doctor and be like, I've never done this before, but I'm going to pull up a YouTube video real quick.
Try left that part out.
Most doctors probably don't tell you that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm picturing, and this is not how it went down. Phone in one hand and scalpel in the other. Like, I wonder how I should. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.